Day 3, Protected by Righteousness. Devotional. A soldier's breastplate protects the most vital organs, particularly the heart. In spiritual warfare, our hearts are similarly vulnerable, requiring the protection of righteousness. Many of us misunderstand righteousness, viewing it as something we achieve through good behavior. We create mental checklists of do's and don'ts, hoping to earn God's approval. But this approach leaves us constantly vulnerable to feelings of inadequacy and failure. True righteousness isn't about our performance but our position in Christ. When we place our faith in Jesus, we receive His righteousness as a gift. We don't have to earn it, we simply have to accept it. This righteousness acts like a spiritual Kevlar vest, absorbing the enemy's arrows of shame, guilt, and condemnation. Understanding the difference between conviction and condemnation is crucial here. God's Spirit convicts us to lead us toward change and growth, while the enemy condemns us to keep us trapped in guilt and shame. When we're secure in Christ's righteousness, we can respond to conviction without being destroyed by condemnation. Today, remember that your standing with God isn't based on your performance but on Christ's finished work. Let His righteousness protect your heart from the enemy's attacks. Bible verse. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Reflection question. How might your daily life look different if you truly believed that God's acceptance of you is based on Christ's righteousness rather than your performance? Quote, righteousness is not about performance, it's about position. You've been made right with God through Christ. The devil wants to shoot arrows of shame and guilt at your heart, but your vest, the righteousness of Christ, absorbs every hit. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for clothing me in your righteousness. Help me to live from this position of acceptance rather than striving to earn what you've already freely given. When arrows of shame and guilt come my way, remind me that your righteousness absorbs every hit. In your name I pray, Amen.